For the next 3 months, visitors will have an unparalleled opportunity to view work by the famous 20th century Czech photographer Václav Chochola at Prague Castle. Part of the Maximum Photography series, now in its fifth year, the show features large scans of some of the late artist's best-known photographs, from moody industrial landscapes to portraits to more experimental work. I met Pavel Lagner, the show's curator this week, and asked him about the photographer's long career.
Chochola's focus was very broad, spanning many different genres, from sports reportage to art photography, which used staged or theatrical elements. The current show features mostly artistic work in the PPF collection. What I find remarkable about Chochola as an artist was his humanity and his close connection to other Prague artists. There is poetry in his landscapes, a poetry of the ordinary, which is similar to Hrabal's, although his work stands alone. I'm not sure I can express it in the right words, but there is something magical about Chochola's photography, an atmosphere of the past. Some pictures were shot 60 years ago, but feel even older, as if they were done at the turn of the century.
Přelom století a první půlku 20. století a strašně mi to blízký.
Blanka Chocholová, the photographer's daughter, says her father's work was all about specific atmosphere and specific time and place. A tram line on a foggy morning, wooden shacks on the city outskirts, a simple coat stand as a metaphor for oppression during the war, a display of public joy when peace was announced.
His life and his photography, it's really like an atmosphere and like a reflection. And through this atmosphere, we could now feel that time and this period. He was photographing from 17 years old, and he really photographed all the life, all the things around. He was finding the motifs and all. So now, if he could see such a collection in Castle, so I think that he would be really happy. Photography was for him all the world.
Chochola's inexhaustible energy led him into different genres, including portraiture. To this day, he is remembered for capturing famous artistic figures like actor Jan Werich, painter Kamil Hoták, or the young and fresh 1960s star Jana Brejchová, captured playfully with a pipe and cap. Blanka Chocholová once more.
His pictures are really, I think, like icons now, faces of personalities. We have like an image of them through the picture. He took a lot of pictures of painters like Jan Zrzavý, František Tichý, then Jiří Trnka. I see some face from Hrabal by Kessner, but of course from my father, this face I remember the best. He can find just the second when he has some connection with the other person. Just such a, you know, such a moment, it's just a second. He say, look at me now, or something like that. So I think it's very important.
Some sessions, not surprisingly, come with legendary anecdotes, like one related to photographing Olympic Czech runner Emil Zátopek.
He was taking some portraits and some pictures with Emil Zátopek, sportsman who was very well known at that time. Together, when they returning from stadion, they saw that his bus is coming. So they were running so fast that people in the bus were surprised, and they told to father, you look like some Zátopek is running, and Zátopek was with him together. So it was funny that they were both running together, and he catch the bus in a really good time.
Despite his success in mapping the world of sports, Chochola is most appreciated for more refined artistic work. Rollages, superimposition, long exposures, including one of the definitive images in the new show, A Famous Self-Portrait. Its title is Noční chodec, or Nightwalker, a photograph not without a touch of humor. Chochola used long-time exposure to photograph himself, nonchalantly moving in front of the camera, his back turned, leaning against a Prague lamppost, possibly having a smoke. In the picture, Chocola is present only as an ethereal outline, not quite there on a Prague street, a kind of casual ghost.
Nightwalker, that's really a symbol of Václav Chocola. It's his self-portrait, standing in a night city. He put camera on tripod, and then exposure was quite long, and he stand near this lamp, and he went back to close the camera. Yeah? So that means that his body is like dream only.
Curator Pavel Lagner.
Nejenom, že riskoval, ale I experimentoval.
He not only took risks, but was also willing to experiment and play. The self-portrait from 1949 is very playful, and you can tell he was enjoying himself, stepping in front of the camera. I can picture him getting a kick out of taking it, or imagine his excitement in the darkroom waiting for the picture to emerge. As a spectator, this is something I like. Of course, this picture is key within his catalogue. When you say the name Chocola, this is one of the images that often comes to mind.
Chocola, tak si leckdo tuhle fotku představí, proto jsem ji použil jako tu pilotní.
Equally successful was Chocola's work in the 1960s during the political thaw which led up to the Prague Spring. Chocola photographed famous American jazz man Louis Armstrong and also briefly visited Paris in 1969, shooting figures like Man Ray or Salvador Dali. In one shot, Dali casts a quiet glance at the camera, holding a perfect egg close to his peeping eye. And these images, too, are represented in the latest show. One thing, however, does set this exhibition, unlike those which preceded it, apart. This is maximum photography, which means maximum sizes, larger than the actual prints the photographer made in life. The larger formats help recast Chocola's images for renewed enjoyment and scrutiny. And that's not all that makes this show unusual. Pavel Lagner again.
Ta výstava se nachází v jižních zahradách Pražského hradu.
The exhibition is sited at Prague Castle's southern gardens, reachable from the third courtyard or from the castle stairs. The photographs are large scan 3M folio prints, pasted on large glass stands weighing more than half a ton each. The folios are water and sunproof. The only disadvantage is that none will survive once the show is taken down. They'll be peeled off the glass the way you'd peel a sticker off your car windshield. The prints are much bigger than Chocola's originals, which were a little larger than standard A4, about 1.10 meters in width. Some critics may criticize that, given the artist never worked in such a format, but I have to stress I would never take such a move without consent from the original artist, or in this case his descendant. Some might think it's not appropriate, but the fact is that by enlarging his work, as well as by placing it in public gardens, it means that it will reach an audience that otherwise might never set foot in a gallery. And that's the point. In that respect, I think this kind of exhibition can be very effective.